Thank you, various documents for the transaction, including project agreements, comprehensive business plans, government consent and support agreement, shareholders agreement, and off-taker agreements, among others, are being reviewed and negotiated by the Attorney General's Department, the Ministry of Petroleum, Temaoil Refinery, the Ministry of Finance, and Petro South. TOR has submitted the review documents Petro South for their consideration. The negotiated government consent and support agreement and other related agreements and documents will, as required by law and practice, be submitted to Cabinet for approval and thereafter submitted to Parliament for ratification. The Government of Ghana and TOR team plan to have the GCSE and other related documents before Parliament by the second quarter this year. The history of Temaoil Refinery is that the Ghana Supply Commission had always provided the working capital needed to import crude oil. We know that Temaoil Refinery had had challenges without working capital to import crude oil. And so the whole idea is to make sure that we bring in player with the working capital and the capacity to partner to import crude oil. The processes leading to that happening is what we are engaged. Mr. Speaker, let me make it very clear. The partnership between Temaoil Refinery and Petro Saudi is not divesting any asset of TOR. Temaoil Refinery is not for sale. There is an engagement on the marketing arm of Temaoil Refinery. That is all what we are engaging in. And let me make it clear. The government of Ghana does not intend to sell Temaoil Refinery. We are bringing a partner that will provide the working capital to work with all of the marketing arm and bring in crude oil. We are working on the processes, and as soon as we are done, that process will begin. In the meantime, the government is committed to continue to invest in Temaoil Refinery to make it efficient.